SBS Radio.
Grandmaster Andy, salamat po. But Grandmaster, what sparked your passion in the Filipino martial arts?
First of all, thank you for the kind words. Like most other people, many years ago, I was training in karate, judo, kung fu and other styles. When I first saw Filipino martial arts, it involved sticks, which really fascinated me, the way that the sticks were the rattan was getting hit. I was fascinated by the actual use of a weapon, which I thought, well, I've bounced on doors and I've had weapons come at me. I've been had multiple weapons, including a gun at my head. So when you look at weapons, you realise that they are a real thing of the street. And then after the sticks, I asked, do you use knives? And they said, oh, yes, that's one of the main components of Filipino martial arts. And so I was instantly sold. I had to do it because I saw something that was a lot more realistic in the other martial arts that I'd been training in.
They say that it is an effective martial arts, and it is, you mentioned weapons, and as well as I believe that it's empty hand as well. How can we effectively use that in real life, Andy?
The most important thing about Filipino martial arts is a lot of people don't, they say they understand it, but they haven't really, I don't really see them demonstrate it, is the weapon is the extension of the hand. So if you always train for the person has a weapon, I always think that a person has a blade in their hand. If you do the exactly same movements and you need to know the angles, geometries, biomechanics, and pressure is a really important thing. Pressure can vary between pressure from the torso, which is macro pressure, micro pressure is a limb, so it can come from either a maximum pressure from the shoulder, a less pressure from the elbow, and then more of a flicking pressure from the wrist. So you need to understand this because a weapon moves a lot quicker and obviously a lot more damaging than a fist. What you can do against a weapon, if you can achieve your task, then it will obviously happen against an empty hand. My belief is, which I've seen over the years, that people who only fight empty hand cannot understand and transition against a weapon. If you're always continually fighting against a weapon, then you can easily transition to empty hand fighting.
So that's a lot of improvisation, isn't it, Andy?
Yes.
As well, yeah.
If you really want to be functional, test yourself against weapons. Mm-hmm. Then you can really see whether you're punching, kicking, grappling, whatever your forte is or your mix of things is, it won't happen. Like we had a case, I train with very professional people, high-level professional people in South Africa. If you've been to South Africa, it's a very dangerous place on the streets. And they had one of their top MMA fighters, a 19-year-old punk, challenged him with a knife. Obviously, he thought with his MMA skills, he ended up dead very quickly. So that's a sad fact that if you're an empty hand fighter, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can handle yourself against a blade.
Mm. I've read somewhere that martial arts or learning a martial arts is a life skill. It's one of those things that you need to learn, like changing a tire and learning how to navigate yourself if you're lost and so forth. How important, in your opinion, to have some sort of self-defense knowledge or martial arts background, Andy?
I think it's extremely important. Unfortunately, a lot of people put their head in the sand and they're either naive or they think it's never going to happen to them. If we thought we were honestly going to be attacked, no one would walk out of their front door in the morning. So what people don't understand is they think that an attack is a fight. It's two different things. A fight is an altercation between two people. An attack is a one-way assault. So a person attacks you when you're not expecting it, when you're not ready for it, or they've set you up, or they've come from behind. So it is extreme importance to, if you want to basically, you can look at it this way. Here's a way of maybe making people think a little bit differently. I ask people, do you take out house insurance? Yes. Do you take out house contents insurance? Yes. Do you take car insurance? Yes. And it goes on. And the answer is usually yes. Do you take out personal safety insurance? They look at you with a dumbfounded look. I'll ask you again, do you take out personal safety insurance? And sadly, the answer is no. I say, well, why not? Why don't you protect the most valuable asset, which is yourself? And then if you don't care about yourself, are you married? Do you have a wife? Do you have a husband? Do you have kids? Yes. Well, wouldn't you want to be around to protect yourself so that you could be around and protect them?
And so, Andy, I know that the time is limited and so forth, but I do believe that you are teaching around the world and doing seminars and so forth, and you also have this wonderful training facility here in Richmond, and that you will be running a camp in Batangas at the end of April. Would you want to just let our listeners know more about what's involved at the camp?
Yeah, for sure. I'm running a camp which is a little bit different to your normal FMA, that's Filipino Martial Arts Camp. Because I am a combat instructor, I basically wear two hats. I'm a realistic combat instructor, and I also do Filipino combatives. The Filipino combatives, I've connected it to the real life combat, which is like, you know, real guns, real knives. And that's not everyone's forte, but I believe with Filipino combatives is based around a blade. That's what they use. That's what they've utilized over the centuries. Their bolos and their agricultural tools to protect their families. So it is a serious way of training. I've been able to, with my connections around the world, I've brought in really high quality, world class people. I've got people coming in from South Africa, people coming from all over Europe. I've got people coming in from Asia, from the States, everywhere. I've got an absolutely awesome lineup of instructors. I probably don't know how I'm going to pay them more, because I've got, I think, 17 now. It's a bit overkill, but we're expecting around about 70 people from around the globe to come to the camp. One thing is I'm really big on is no egos, no attitude, no politics. We're coming here to learn. People have got diverse skills, and we're there in Cataglan, Batangas, Philippines, in the heart of the Philippines, the heart of where they are, the Balasong was made, and we're there to experience and enjoy combative FMA. Some guys have got different styles. That's okay. It's different to mine. Let them share their knowledge. And the thing is, you always want to learn. And the best way to learn is go onto a world stage, bring in other practitioners who are world class, and let everyone learn from each other.
Awesome. That sounds amazing, Grandmaster. Is there any information that they can find out more about it, or a website or a Facebook page that they can find out more about your methodology and training and so forth?
Yeah, if you want to see more what we do, I'm the head of Kali 3D, Kali 3 Dimensional. It's also connected with Multidimensional Warriors, which is the combat side that we do. But you can log on to www.kali3d.com. Okay, so that's kali3d.com. Kali is K-A-L-I.
Grandmaster, thank you for your time. Thank you for your dedication to the Filipino martial arts and sending the message there for personal safety and looking after yourself and your family.
Walang anamang uto. You are welcome, brother.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.